From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson in the KPR newsroom. We are seeing a lot of severe and strong thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Let me bring you up to date on what we know. A strong thunderstorm will affect southeastern Shawnee and western Douglas counties through 6:30 tonight. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm 5 miles southwest of Lecompton, moving to the southeast at 30 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour if you are in Clinton, Lone Star, or Clinton Lake. This is either right on top of you or about to get there. That includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 184 and 194. If you're outdoors, you need to get indoors. We also now have a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Shawnee County and north central Osage County until 6:15. This storm is just outside of Pauline, moving to the southeast at 30 miles per hour, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this storm, nickel-sized hail, multiple reports from multiple trained spotters, reporting 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts, dime-sized hail, nickel-sized hail. Locations affected include Topeka, Auburn, Pauline, and Berryton. We also now have a brand new special weather statement, a strong thunderstorm moving through southwestern Shawnee and east central Waubonsie counties through 6:30 tonight. Locations affected include Dover, Auburn, Maple Hill, Willard, and Keene. This includes I-70 between mile markers 337 and 348. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour with this storm. So not a great day to be out and driving around, particularly on I-70. Because these are winds that are coming out of the south, so an east-west highway, you're really going to be buffeted around. Stay tuned to KPR. We'll continue to keep you updated on the weather.
This is All Things Considered from
there, and he sang of the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town.
He said Cash was a titanic figure, one that spoke to the conscience of American society, and now a figure that's memorialized in the Capitol for all who passed through. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.
You are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Quick update on what we know about the weather. The severe thunderstorm warning for Shawnee and Osage County has been allowed to expire, but we are still seeing some strong thunderstorms all around the KPR listening area. We now have a brand new special weather statement. A strong thunderstorm affecting south central Shawnee and northeastern Osage counties through 6:45 tonight. Strong wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour and half inch hail with this storm. The storm has had a history of producing 60 mile an hour wind gusts. So if you are in southern Topeka, Carbondale, Auburn, Overbrook, Scranton, or Berryton, be aware this storm could have some very strong winds coming with it, knocking down tree limbs, tossing around unsecured objects. If you're outdoors, you need to get indoors. We do still have a different special weather statement till 6:30 for southwestern Shawnee and east central Waubonsie counties. This is for Dover, Auburn, Maple Hill, Willard, and Keene, and I-70 between mile markers 337 and 348. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour with that set of storms. And another special weather statement for southeastern Shawnee and western Douglas counties through 6:30, about another 10 minutes from now. This is for Clinton, Lone Star, and Clinton Lake and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 184 and 194. 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this storm as well. Stay tuned to KPR. We'll let you know if any of these get upgraded to full severe thunderstorm warnings.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Greg and Dana Newkirk's Haunted Objects Live, September 28, featuring history, folklore, and true-life accounts of haunted artifacts. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Lows in the lower 50s tonight. Decent chance of showers and storms through the evening. Highs tomorrow in the mid-70s.
Support for KPR comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. More information at atk.ku.edu.
Just to reiterate, strong thunderstorms for about the next 10 minutes for portions of Shawnee and Douglas and Waubonsie counties. Strong thunderstorms restaurant for Shawnee and Osage counties through 6:45 tonight. This is KPR. We return you now to All Things Considered, already in progress.
To create design solutions.
This is NPR News.
Electric vehicles are greener than cars and trucks powered by gas, but a growing share of Americans don't believe it.
We do see that there is kind of a divisive opinion about it.
Why faith in the environmental benefits of EVs is shaken. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, a local volunteer-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults, helping neighbors live independently as long as possible. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next. I will get an update from the National Weather Service on whether they've let any of these special weather statements expire. Bring you up to date on that. Plus a little local news as well. It is 72 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 6:30.
For NPR News, I'm Raul Bally in Atlanta.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. But first, we turn to the weather. The storms that were affecting portions of Douglas County have been allowed to expire. They didn't get upgraded to a severe thunderstorm, and they've sort of moved through the area. The only special weather statement we currently have in effect is one regarding a set of thunderstorms moving through south central Shawnee and northeastern Osage counties. This is in effect for about another 12 minutes. This is going to be in effect until 6:45. A strong thunderstorm near Carbondale moving to the southeast at 20 miles per hour, half inch hail, wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour. The storm has had a history of producing 60 mile an hour wind gusts. If you are in southern Topeka, Carbondale, Auburn, Overbrook, Scranton, or Berryton, be aware of this storm. We are still watching to see if it's going to go fully severe, but right now it's a pretty strong thunderstorm. This also affects the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 164 and 172. If you're outdoors, consider going indoors, get inside some sort of shelter, and get out of the path of this particular storm. Again, we here at KPR will let you know if that gets upgraded to a severe thunderstorm warning. In other news, advocates are urging Kansas regulators to address the role legal indoor smoking plays in gambling addiction. Kansas still allows smoking in casinos, but the nonprofit Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights says banning smoking helps reduce problem gambling behavior because it encourages smokers to take more frequent breaks. Tracy Kennedy is the group's Midwest state strategist.
We are working in many states, including the state of Kansas, to close gaps in smoke-free protections by working in the legislature to address smoking in casinos.
Kansas lawmakers failed last year to advance a bill that would have banned casino smoking, but Kennedy says new legislation will be introduced next year. The Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission says it is neutral on the issue. We do continue to have a chance of showers and storms throughout the evening. Overnight, we're expecting a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, though, sunshine with a high in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows in the lower 50s. More the same on Thursday. Sunny with a high in the mid-70s. It's 6:35.
Support for NPR.
Sessions, concert recordings, and much more. So join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, starting October 5th on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of different frequencies, always online at kansaspublicradio.org or listen through the app. We have one for iOS and one for Android.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Stay with us. Another 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. We will have news headlines at 7:01 if you are listening on KPR One stations, followed by 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next we have Reveal. You may remember I was telling you about a very strong thunderstorm moving through portions of Shawnee and Douglas counties. Guess what? It has moved on. That particular special weather statement has been allowed to expire. However, it has now all moved south. We now have a special weather statement in effect until 7:15 tonight for northwestern Franklin, southwestern Douglas, and northeastern Osage counties. Again, that's in effect through 7:15 tonight. The storm southwest of Overbrook moving southeast at 25 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Half inch hail with this storm as well.
Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
Stay tuned. We have classical music coming up with Destiny following the 7 o'clock news and Stardate. Also, want to let you know we do still have a special weather statement in effect until 7:15 tonight for Overbrook, Pomona, Scranton, Quinimo, and Pomona Lake. This affects northwestern Franklin, southwestern Douglas, and northeastern Osage counties. Again, we are seeing gusty winds, half-inch hail. Pomona Lake is really getting socked with rain. Stay in if you can.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting author Elijah Wald, giving a performance and lecture on the hidden history of the blues, September 29th. More information at lplks.org.
Chance of showers and storms this evening, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid-70s.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the Justice Department's handling of the investigation into the second alleged assassination attempt against Donald Trump. It comes after the former president accused federal agencies of mishandling the probe. More from NPR's Ryan Lucas.
Garland says the attempted assassination in Florida was a heinous act and reiterated that the Justice Department will spare no resource in its investigation.
Our prosecutors and agents have been working around the clock to discover the necessary evidence to ensure accountability.
On Monday, former President Trump criticized federal law enforcement and complained that the initial charges against the suspect, both gun charges, were, quote, a slap on the wrist. In his remarks, Garland reiterated what prosecutors had previously said in court, that more charges would soon be filed. He also said that the department's top priority was ensuring accountability in the case and that candidates for office and their families are safe and protected. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
And in fact, the DOJ now says it's requesting a grand jury charge group of the much more serious charge of attempted assassination against Trump. A new national survey looking at voters under 30 shows significant support for Vice President Harris in the presidential race. As NPR's Elena Moore reports, the same poll in the spring showed warning signs for President Biden before he dropped out of the race.
Vice President Harris leads former President Donald Trump by 31 points among likely voters under 30 in a matchup that includes third-party candidates. That's all according to the latest youth poll from the Harvard Kennedy School. In their spring survey, Biden led Trump by 13%. Percentage points. In 2020, he won young voters by a 24-point margin. Young women are also backing Harris at much higher rates than young men. In the spring, even though likely female voters sided Biden over Trump, in this poll, 70% of young women support Harris, compared to her 53% support with young men. Elena Moore, NPR News, Washington.
Tropical storm Helene is brewing in the Caribbean, affecting parts of Cuba and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as it takes aim at Florida. NPR's Debbie Eller reports the storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane.
The National Hurricane Center says Helene is on track to make landfall as a major hurricane late Thursday in Florida's Big Bend region, where the panhandle meets the peninsula. But forecasters warn the storm is a threat to nearly all of Florida's Gulf Coast.
It is going to be a big storm.
National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome.
Big storms push more water. So we're going to have a significant storm surge threat along basically the entire west coast of the Florida Peninsula.
A storm surge of up to 15 feet is possible in the Big Bend and up to 8 feet in the Tampa Bay area.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from C3 AI. C3 Generative AI works to enable rapid access to hallucination-free insights from enterprise systems. Using any LLM, helping turn the invisible into the obvious. This is Enterprise AI. And this is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 24th. When Mars was young, the planet was much warmer and wetter than it is today, with a fairly thick atmosphere. Most of that atmosphere leaked away into space, and scientists are still trying to understand how that happened. They should learn more from twin spacecraft that are scheduled to launch soon. The mission is called Escapade, while the individual craft are designated Blue and Gold. If they launch on time, they'll enter orbit around Mars a year from now. The probes will study the weak Martian magnetic field and how it interacts with the solar wind, a breeze of charged particles from the sun. Because Martian gravity is much weaker than Earth's gravity, molecules in its early atmosphere drifted to the top of the atmosphere. There, radiation from the sun split the molecules apart. The solar wind then carried off some of the residue. Over the eons, that depleted the atmosphere. Today, it's less than 1% as thick as Earth's. Many of the details of that process are unclear. The Escapade probes will monitor that process from different perspectives, offering a 3D view of what's going on. That should help scientists fill in the blanks, providing a much better understanding of how Mars lost its air. Mars perches close to the moon early tomorrow. They climb into view by 1 or 1:30 a.m. and stand high in the sky at first light. Mars looks like a bright orange star to the lower right of the moon. We have more sky-watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Thank you.
Tuesday, KPR friends. We are going all the way back to the pre-Baroque with that one. That was Dimitri's For the Tribe Who Is Modest by Concordian Dawn, the Ensemble for Medieval Music. I think we all could stand to be a little more modest, don't you? Yes, I'm your dear old host, Destiny, and boy, I love telling you what to do. Just kidding. I don't. I hate being told what to do. But I think modesty is a great character trait. So I was so inspired by this character trait that I thought of, I wonder if anyone has this name, Modest. Well, at around 717, we're going to hear from a composer. That's your hint. It's something very similar, I think. Yes. Can you guess who it's by? It's going to be very fun. Something that is not modest. Trumpets. Not at all. And a concerto for two trumpets? Wow. Definitely not modest. But a great recording. It's by Vivaldi. We are going from the pre-Baroque to the Baroque now. And this recording features Wynton Marsalis on trumpet with the English Chamber Orchestra. I hope you like it. Right now on KPR. jolly good trumpet concerto. For two trumpets, that is, by Vivaldi here on KPR. This recording was with the English Chamber Orchestra and Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. Very nice indeed. I've got something that is probably the polar opposite of Vivaldi coming up in about 10 minutes by Tchaikovsky. It's pretty great. Vivaldi and Tchaikovsky in 1 hour. Yes, it can be done. I promise. I try to do things that I think you dear listeners will like, and you know what? It's your donation that keeps KPR going, keeps me with my bad jokes going, and keeps music like this on the air. It helps to keep KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. This is how we provide you all of these goodies. KPR is everything you make it, and I know we matter to you. And your support matters to us, too. Would you please consider contributing now at kansaspublicradio.org? And thank you for your support. And there are different ways to contribute. You can make a planned gift. That's one way. You can also visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Assets, charitable gifts, and real estate certificates, bonds. There's so many ways to give back here at KPR. And I hope I'm giving back to you. You see, I opened with The Tribe Who Is Modest, and then I thought, I should really play something by Modest Mussorgsky. Ooh, those of you out there, I know you're correcting me. That's not how they pronounce it. It's Modest, yes, but still, the connection's pretty funny. It's Night on Bald Mountain to get us in the Halloween spirit early, I guess, right now on KPR with George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra.
Thank you.
somewhat of a fantastical ending there here on KPR, Mussorgsky's Night on Bald Mountain with George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra. Gets me in kind of a fantasy mood, which is why a fantasy is coming right up. You can make all my fantasies come true by giving back to Kansas Public Radio and becoming a great supporter like the Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promo merch. You know what they say, merch is everything. Promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more info, visit bluecollarpress.com. Okay, this concert fantasy by Tchaikovsky is a good one. It's in two movements. I really hope you enjoy it. It's with the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra and Dmitry Yablonsky right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Tchaikovsky's Concert Fantasy here on KPR with the Russian Philharmonic and Yablonsky. I hope you liked it. I've got some merry pranks for you next hour here on KPR. I'm very excited about the things I have picked out, and I just gave you a really big hint. So let's listen to NPR News together and come back for more music on Evening Classical. This is your favorite Kansas Public Radio.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Kerry Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got us some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help you. Call 877-308-2408 or visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit us here at KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. China says there have to be peace talks to end Russia's war with Ukraine. The U.S. is accusing China of fueling the war. And Ukraine's president says the only way the conflict will end is if the U.N. Charter is enforced. More from NPR's Michelle Kelman.
President Volodymyr Zelensky tells the U.N. Security Council that one day the war will end, but not because people get tired and trade things with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Putin has broken so many international norms and rules that he won't stop on his own. Russia can only be forced into peace.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Security Council should enforce sanctions that Russia is breaking by buying weapons from Iran and North Korea to use against Ukraine. He also took aim at China, though its top diplomat said any move to shift responsibility to China will, quote, go nowhere. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.
The Justice Department says it's filing an antitrust lawsuit against credit card company Visa. Regulators allege the financial services firm uses its size and dominance in the industry to stifle competition in the debit card market. Complaint contending Visa penalizes merchants and banks who don't use its system to process transactions. According to the DOJ, 60% of all debit card transactions in the U.S. run on Visa's network, resulting in about $7 billion in annual fees. It's the latest in a string of lawsuits brought by the Biden administration over practices deemed monopolistic. A Haitian organization is filing criminal charges against Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the lawsuit stems from comments the pair made about Haitian immigrants in Ohio.
Trump and Vance have repeatedly claimed without evidence that Haitian immigrants in the city of Springfield were eating people's pets. The head of Haitian Bridge Alliance is seeking charges on behalf of the organization under an Ohio statute that allows private citizens to file them. The state law requires a court hearing be held before any action can be taken. The group says Trump and Vance need to be held accountable for the, quote, devastating harm they caused to Haitians across the U.S. The FBI is investigating threats and intimidation of Haitians in Springfield, many of whom are living and working in the city legally. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Florida residents are already starting to evacuate some low-lying areas and put up sandbags ahead of Tropical Storm Helene, which weather watchers expect could be a hurricane by the time it makes landfall somewhere along the Florida coast. Helene, the eighth named storm of the season, could strengthen into a Category 3 hurricane before possibly making landfall on Thursday. Storms expected to cross the Caribbean Sea and into the Gulf of Mexico. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Hardy har har. Welcome to Evening Classical here on KPR. That was Richard Strauss's Till Eulenspiegel, Merry Pranks. I hope you liked it. That was with the BBC Philharmonic. A very funny way to open our hour and, well, sticking in the funny theme. I have something at around 8:45 that's called Bliss. And it's, well, it's blissful, as one might imagine with that kind of title. Yes, you're... As I always say, your dear old host Destiny is so creative. Just kidding. Thanks for being here with me. I hope you're doing well. I hope you enjoyed last hour. And if you're just joining us this hour, thank you. I love being here with you and listening to music. And I found a string quartet by Elgar that I have not heard in quite a long time. And I'm hopeful that many of you will like it. So we are going to take a listen to that right now. I hope you do enjoy it. It's with the Gabrielli String Quartet. Elgar's String Quartet right now on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very dramatic indeed, wasn't it? The Elgar String Quartet. Yes, indeed. That was with the Gabrielli String Quartet. Here on KPR, we love bringing you drama. Just kidding. We do have one job, though. It's to serve you, our listeners, with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. And your donation directly funds this service that you rely on. Because you listen to KPR, will you please consider becoming a member listener at support.kansaspublicradio.org? That would be amazing, and we would be so grateful. You can be like one of the great supporters we have, the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC. They're presenting Malevo Live, an all-male group specializing in Malambo, a traditional Argentine folk dance, Thursday at 7:30. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And now for something that can only be described as blissful by Michael Torkey. I hope you enjoyed it. It's with our own local University of Kansas Wind Ensemble right now on KPR.
Thank you. Our very own University of Kansas Wind Ensemble performing for you, Michael Torkey's Bliss, here on Kansas Public Radio. I hope you liked it. Something new to listen to for some of you, I think. Tomorrow is Wednesday. It's the midweek, and, well, come up with something funny because it's Wacky Wednesday, right? Maybe. We'll see. Keep on listening to KPR. NPR News is up next, and then Jazz in the Night.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film, Friday through Sunday. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle sitting around gathering cobwebs, don't become a Halloween decoration. Donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Federal prosecutors have filed charges against Ryan Ruth for attempting to assassinate major presidential candidate. NPR's Greg Allen reports it's a charge that carries a maximum penalty of life in prison.
The federal grand jury indictment adds three counts to the federal weapons charges Ruth is currently being held on. In addition to attempting to assassinate a presidential candidate, he's charged with possessing a firearm in furtherance of a violent crime and assaulting a federal officer. The Secret Service agent discovered him lurking in the tree line at former President Trump's West Palm Beach Golf Club earlier this month. The case was randomly assigned to U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon. She's the judge who heard and dismissed Trump's criminal classified documents case. Ruth is being held without bail. He's set to be formally arraigned Monday. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
6 weeks out from Election Day, former President Trump brought his economic message to Georgia today. NPR's Stephen Fowler has more from Savannah.
In a speech that was mostly about taxes and manufacturing, Trump claimed his economic plans would see record numbers of manufacturing jobs return to the U.S. if he's elected.
For years, we watched other countries steal our jobs. Now we are going to be going after their jobs and bringing them back to America where they belong and where, frankly, they want to be.
How? By lowering corporate taxes and raising tariffs on imported goods, among other things. Many economists say Trump's plans, especially tariffs, could lead to higher prices for Americans. Stephen Fowler, NPR News, Savannah, Georgia.
President Biden, in his last address as president before the UN General Assembly today, said the current conflict in the Middle East needs to end. Biden also highlighted the West's support for Kyiv after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden insisting the U.S. must not retreat from the world. Biden noted the world is again at what he called an inflection point. His comments come as world leaders gather in New York for the 79th meeting of the UN General Assembly. Another key player in the FTX scandal is going to prison. As NPR's Maria Aspen reports, star witness Caroline Ellison was sentenced to 2 years for her role in the crypto company's collapse.
Ellison helped Sam Bankman-Fried build FTX into a cryptocurrency empire. And she acknowledged after it collapsed, she helped defraud investors along the way. Ellison ran the hedge fund connected to FTX. The crypto exchange imploded in 2022, costing customers and investors some $10 billion in what prosecutors called one of the largest financial frauds in history. In November, a jury convicted Bankman-Fried of fraud, conspiracy, and money laundering. A judge sentenced him to 25 years in prison. Ellison helped put him there. After pleading guilty, she became the prosecution's star witness in the trial of her boss and former boyfriend. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 83 points today. The Nasdaq was up 100 points. You're listening to NPR. America's obesity epidemic is definitely not good news, though it appears at least for the moment the news is not getting worse. Health officials say that around 4 in 10 Americans have some obesity, a number that's been leveling off over the past decade. Around 1 in 10 are severely obese. That rate has not changed significantly. Experts say preventing obesity in the first place is key, starting in early childhood. Authorities say they're worried about a potential explosion from a chemical leak in Ohio. Nick Swartzel from member station WVXU has the story.
People near the rural southern Ohio town of Cleves are being told to evacuate after a styrene leak from a railroad car. The chemical used to make plastic can cause respiratory problems, headaches, and nausea. Little Miami Joint Fire and Rescue Chief Mike Sifke says authorities are worried about the combustible nature of the substance.
There is concerns that with the heat up of the material in the car, that there is a potential for an explosion.
Crews are trying to cool down the car in an effort to avoid an explosion. Residents within a half mile of the leak have been told to seek shelter at nearby community centers. Those slightly further out are asked to shelter in place. For NPR News, I'm Nick Swartzel in Cleves, Ohio.
Attention Kmart shoppers. The retailer and its infamous blue light specials are apparently going the way of many other bits of Americana. Kmart says it is closing its last full-scale store in the U.S., located in the wealthy Bridgehampton section of Long Island. Kmart says it will close that store October 20th. That leaves just a small Kmart location in Miami. At one point, Kmart had more than 2,000 U.S. stores. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kresge Foundation. Established 100 years ago, the Kresge Foundation works to expand equity and opportunity in cities across America. A century of impact, a future of opportunity. More at Kresge.org.
the many great compositions of Benny Golson that became a jazz standard. That was Along Came Betty to open tonight's Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. As done by the Jazz 10 in 1962, their album Another Get-Together, Art Farmer, the co-founder and leader of the band, on trumpet with Gretchen Moncur, the third trombone, Harold Mayburn, Herbie Lewis, and Roy McCurdy, piano, bass, and drums. Benny Golson died at the age of 95 on Saturday, born in Philadelphia in 1929. Was playing in rhythm and blues bands a lot in the early part of his career. Oh, after going to high school with her, when in high school, becoming friends and playing music with the likes of John Coltrane and some of the Heath Brothers and Philly Joe Jones and others. He joined Dizzy Gillespie in the mid-50s and joined Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers in 1958. Made just one album with them, and it was an album that included that tune we just heard, Along Came Betty. This version in 1962, I think, was more what Benny was aiming at, a little bit brighter tempo. I'm Bob McWilliams, and I could wax on about Benny Golson for so much time, but I'm trying to restrain myself. We will hear some Benny Golson again right now, and another one of his pieces, perhaps my favorite of Benny Golson's compositions, it's Whisper Not from the 1957 LP from the Vinyl Vault, Benny Golson's New York Scene.
Thank you.
Benny Golson and his enduring composition for sure, called Whisper Not, here on KPR from the Vinyl Vault, the album Benny Golson's New York Scene, 1977, for the Contemporary record label, with Benny and Art Farmer, who united so many times, Benny on tenor sax, Art Farmer trumpet, Whitten Kelly, Paul Chambers, Charlie Persett, piano, bass, and drums. And on some of the tracks, four more musicians were added there: Gigi Grice, alto; Sahib Shihab, Barry; Jimmy Cleveland, trombone; and the French horn of Julius Watkins. More Benny Golson in each of the next 2 hours. The NEA Jazz Master, great saxophonist and composer, died Saturday at the age of 95. Right now,